Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day, everyone, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, we have some active warrants here in Hardy County. Andy Mendoza has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of methamphetamine, and Andrew Fabila Jr. has a local warrant for felony battery and child abuse. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. Reservations for Highlands County have concluded. In Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required. You can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by this coming Monday, November 15th, to receive your meal pickup time. The number again is 863-773-2022. So easy to remember. It's a Wauchula phone number. And next year, 863-773-2022. If you want to win a car for just $25, then turn up your radio right now, because I've got some great news for you. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold. So if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, call 863-781-1961, or you can email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting their Facebook page. The cost of each ticket, $25, and you can win yourself a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain worth $20,000. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Cobb Site Development is looking for a road work superintendent. A driver's license and at least 3 years of construction experience are required. Trinity Services Group is still looking for a food services worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, previous restaurant experience, and serve safe food handling certification. And the city of Wauchula is looking for a customer service specialist. 1 year of clerical experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your Veterans Day forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 83. A 40% chance of rain. Your current conditions, partly sunny with showers. Shade temperature is 80 degrees. The maximum UV index is too low. Wind southeast, 7 miles per hour with gust up to 10 miles per hour. The humidity, very humid, 63%. Excellent air quality. Dew point 68, cloud cover 45%. 0.01 inches of rain, your visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers this morning, then a chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly in the evening, lows in the upper 60s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. 40% chance of rain. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a slight chance of showers, highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain, and Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. At least 21 produce industry organizations in Canada and the U.S. issued a joint statement calling for urgent government action to address significant ongoing supply chain disruptions. According to the statement, the disruptions have impacts to our food systems, economies, and ultimately individuals and families across the continent and around the globe. The COVID-19 pandemic has created unprecedented public health, economic, and logistical challenges for communities and supply chains worldwide, the fresh fruit and vegetable industries included. On that note, Iowa's U.S. senators are calling for more Americans to be eligible to obtain a commercial driver's license, known as a CDL, to operate commercial motor vehicles in interstate commerce. Republicans Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst penned a letter last week to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, asking them to allow persons 18 years of age and older to obtain a commercial driver's license. Current federal regulations maintain a minimum age of 21 for interstate travel. The World Food Price Barometer surged to a new peak, reaching its highest level since July of 2011. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations released its monthly report last Thursday, which tracks changes in the international prices of a basket of food commodities. The FAO Food Price Index averaged 133.2 points in October, up 3% from September, rising for a third consecutive month.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service, and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Dry conditions around the Southeast the last few weeks have allowed farmers to get out for field work, planting, and to catch up on the harvest. Favorable conditions are expected to continue for the next week or so, according to University of Georgia agriculture climatologist Pam Knox.
It looks like towards the end of the month, it probably will go back to wetter conditions. And so that's something to keep in mind. And La Nina is definitely in action right now, and it's going to play an increasing role over the winter. Could be gone by spring. We'll have to watch that pretty carefully, because quite often in the summer after La Nina ends, we do tend to see some dry conditions. So we'll be watching that.
And Knox noted during a monthly climate webinar hosted by the National Integrated Drought Information System that frost is likely to end the growing season for many farmers in the northern parts this coming weekend. She says frost is not expected in the southern area so far. She says vegetable crops are generally doing well, which is good just before the Thanksgiving holidays. Some farmers have planted strawberries, but because of the cold conditions, plants have been slow to develop. And because it's been so wet, others have not planted strawberries and other produce because they couldn't get those plants in and established before the frost. Knox added, it looks like the tropical storm season has finished for the year.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street struggling to bounce back from yesterday's big losses. The NASDAQ and the S&P recovering at least some of what they lost in yesterday's inflation-fueled sell-off, while the Dow was lower at mid-morning. Rivian Automotive, a company that went public a day ago and hopes to produce 1,000 electric vehicles by year's end, will surpass GM to become the nation's second most valuable automaker if an overnight surge in the price of its stock holds up. China's Singles Day, the world's largest online shopping festival, which falls on November 11th every year, is losing some of its luster with less marketing hype and the Communist Party's crackdown on the technology sector in China. The British economy slowed during the third quarter as widespread supply chain problems hobbled the recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Kevin Durant scored 30 points, and James Harden had his 59th career triple-double in the Brooklyn Nets' 123-90 victory at Orlando last night. Durant says Harden makes everyone else's job easier.
Having somebody like James who just command so much attention once he gets into the lane is good for our shooters. You know, it gets them wide open. So tonight, you know, he penetrated, got wherever he wanted, and was able to kind of put everybody in place. So it's a great one.
Brooklyn is now 8-4. Milwaukee blew a 24-point lead before beating the New York Knicks 112-100. Charlotte down Memphis 118-108 to snap a five-game losing streak. Chicago's 15 three-pointers gave them a 117-107 win over Dallas. Washington scored the final 5 points in beating Cleveland 97-94. It was Detroit 112, Houston 104. The Rockets dropped to 1-10. Oklahoma City defeated New Orleans 108-100. The Pelicans lost for the 8th straight time while falling to 1-11. This is SRN Sports.
San Antonio never trailed in 136-117 route of Sacramento. Jason Tatum had 22 points in Boston's 104-88 victory over Toronto. Celtics guard Marcus Smart with 13 points brought up their 23-point loss to the Raptors last month.
You know, they came in last time and they ran us off the floor, and we made sure that that didn't happen again tonight.
Frank Kaminsky scored career-high 31 in Phoenix's 119-109 win over Portland. It was Denver 101, Indiana 98. The Lakers overtime, Miami 121-117, Golden State 123, Minnesota 110. The NHL, William Nylander scored twice in Toronto's 3-0 win over Philadelphia. Nylander's second period goal saw the puck deflect off his right toe and under the goalie's right arm. It originally was ruled no-go by the officials due to a kicking motion, but overturned after video review.
Well, I didn't really know. I didn't really know how, like, if I kicked it or not. But, I mean, when I got to the bench, they told me it was a goal. So then I was pretty confident that it would be a goal.
Nashville doubled up Dallas 4-2. It was Minnesota 5, Arizona 2. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: never put off until tomorrow the things you can do after tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information, or you can do that after tomorrow. Wait, no, it's Saturday. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your Veterans Day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.